start your day at Terry Manchester, Tess Shvat, Toshin Pei Dalad, Rav Meshulam Erentroy.
Good morning, everyone. So just to finish off one vault from last week, in the Mak of Shechin, where Rechaim HaKadosh says, that if you look at the Pesukim, Paroi didn't ask for the Makkah to go away. And he says, do you know why? Because Paroi never suffered from the Makkah of Shechin. Why does Paroi not suffer? Because the Rosh Hashanah never said so. Rosh Hashanah, when he said, if you look at the Pesukim, the Pesuk says like this, normally the pasuk when it refers that she do to Paroi, it says botecha, bote kol avodecha. Here it just says should be on ala odom, ala behemo. There's nothing specific for Paroi. So Paroi says, not for me. I don't care. I want it to go away. I don't give a monkey's. He never asked Moshe Rabbeinu to take away. That's why he's like Chayim HaKadosh. So this week's parasha, we start with the Makov Arbe. So Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, Vayoyim HaShem O Moshe Neteyotcho Al Eretz Mitzrayim Bo Arbe. Wave your stick. Wave your hand Al Eretz Mitzrayim Bo Arbe. What does Bo Arbe mean? Sorry? Oh. Zov Erem HaChayim HaKadosh Two Pshatim. What's Bo Arbe? So one pshat is that He had a locust on it, and he waved it over Mitzrayim. That's Bo Arbe. Neteis Yotcha, Nete Yotcha Alayit Mitzrayim, Bo Arbe, with the Arbe. Because he had the Arbe in his hand. Another Psha is, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, and it's also Rekeach, is Bo Arbe is one word, but we can darshan it as two words. Bo Arbe. Means the Moshe Rabbeinu had to say when he waved his hand, he had to say Bo Arbe, Arbe come, Arbe you should come. He was commanding the Arbe to arrive in Mitzrayim. That's the word Bo Arbe. It's written as one word, but you can read as two words: Bo Arbe, come Arbe. As always, of Erechaim Hakadosh. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Paroi says to Moshe, "V'ato sono chatosi acha pam atiru el Hashem lekechem, v'yosir me'olai rak es hamoves hazeh." Take away these deadly animals. Right, rak es hamoves hazeh. Why is it so moves? It was so bad. It was just eating up all the food. It was a moves, because you could say because if you eat up the food, so you don't have food, so you can't eat. Zot the Balaturim. Balaturim says that if you look at how many times the Torah says Vayosar, it says Vayosar also in the Makkah of Sfardea. It says Vayosar hat Sfardim, and there's another place where it says it in the Parshas Chukas when by the Magefa it says Vayosar mi'aleinu es anochosh. Now over there by Yosser mi'aleinu es anochosh, we understand anochosh is deadly. Says the Balaturim, melamed she'im hatzfardim ve'im arbe hoyu nochoshim v'hoyu memisim bohem. With the Makkah of Arbe and Sfardea, there were also snakes, dangerous snakes. And they were killing the Mitzrayim. Okay, Omar, that's why the Pasuk says that Paroi said to Moshe, V'yosar me'olai, rakis amoves hazeh, take away these deadly creatures because with the Arbe came also Nachoshim. So says Paroi, take away es amoves hazeh, these deadly creatures, because there were also snakes. The Moshe of Zakenim says a different pshat. Moshe of Zakenim says, why is it Moves Hazeh? He says that the Arbe, he says that Hoyu Oichlim Peneim. They used to eat up into the faces of the Mitzrayim. and used to poke out the eyes of the Mitzriim, the Arbe. And that's why Pari said, V'yosar mi'aleis amoves hazeh. So there's two pshotim in this pasuk. V'yosar mi'aleis rakas amoves hazeh. Either there was also snakes, or because the Arbe themselves were deadly. They used to poke out the eyes. Oh. So then we go to Makas Choshech. I'm going to read out to you an interesting zach from a sefer called Kerem HaTzvi, written by Rav Tzvi Hirschfeber, who was the Rosh Shiva in Manchester. He says like this. The pasuk says, V'leikomu ish mitachtov. The people couldn't get up. So Chazal say that someone who's sitting couldn't stand. You couldn't spread out his hands. If you were standing, you couldn't sit. Good, so they couldn't move. Why? Because it was a thick darkness. And because of the thickness of the darkness, even if you would light a light, it wouldn't light up because it was so thick. The Ibn Ezra brings down, Rambam brings down, quoting the Ibn Ezra, that if you go in the middle of one of the oceans, you'll find that the darkness is so thick that you light a light, it won't do anything. And he says like this, the Kerem HaTzvi, Vania Koisa bi Yosi be Manchester. When I was in Manchester, Bishnas, Tof Reish Ayin Beis. How many years ago? 112 years ago. Ra'isi bi Mei Astov, bi Yemei Oifel Ke'ila, Shara Arav Ebn Ezra. I saw such a thick darkness when I lived in Manchester. Va'azakeinim Heruli. And the Zakenim of Manchester showed me Rechiv Achas, one street, Shenikra Lifnim Ibn Ezra Place, a street that's called Ibn Ezra Place. Now listen to this. The Kabbalah Biyadom, it was a Kabbalah that they had, Sheshom Hiskoirer Ha'Ibn Ezra Bishnois Kedem. That's where the Ibn Ezra lived. Vishom Ra Mashakosov, and that's where he saw this thick darkness that he writes in the Ibn Ezra. That he saw a thick, very thick darkness. And then he says, the Gam, the Cam, the London, also when I was in London, Ra'inu lifnei kama shalim oifel av, very thick darkness, and machupel kazek, and gimel yomim, shayi chishach mamish, or zmamish, a thick darkness, ke'en, vayomish chishach, like the thickness of the darkness that we have in the Makkah, in Mitzrayim. A person couldn't go out. Also the cars and the wagons, they couldn't move. And people think, he said people couldn't go outside, and there's 5,000 people died because of it. It was a very thick darkness. And he says that was the Choshech Mitzrayim. Right? So if you ever come across Ibn Ezra Place, you know, so he says, he hears from the Zakenim, that's where the Ibn Ezra lived. I didn't know the Ibn Ezra lived in Manchester. Didn't know he ever lived in England. That's what Rav Tzvi Hirschfeber brings down. You'll let us know. So the Pasuk says, V'leikomu ish tachtof. So what does Pashtos tachtof means? He couldn't get up, like the Medrash says. The Ibn Ezra says something very interesting. The Pasuk says in next week's parasha, Shavu ish tachtov, v'aliyeze ish mim koymoi. It's talking about the mon. And it says in the Pasuk, Shavu ish tachtov, a man should stay in his place. What's tachtov mean? So the Gemara darshans this Pasuk about someone who goes out the tchum, then he has to stay in his daladamas. And the Gemara darshans the Pasuk, Shavu ish tachtov, person's got to stay tachtov. Within is Dalad Amos. Says Ibn Ezra, when it says V'loikomu ish tachtov, means a person didn't go out of his tachtov, which means he didn't go out of his house. He couldn't go out of his house because he couldn't see where he was going. But it sounded like in his house, it wasn't such an issue walking around his house. That's how the Ibn Ezra teaches the Pasuk. Oh. And then the Pasuk carries on. Perak Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis says Daber No Bozneam Vayishalu ish me'isra eyu, the isha me'isra uso. And the people went to ask from the Mitzriim for their things. and they gave it. The Mitzriim gave their kelim to the Yidden. Oh, what's the pshat? Why should they give their stuff over to the Yidden? So the Netziv says a very interesting pshat. He says, during the Makkah of Choshech, they couldn't move. You can't move. You can't eat. You can't move. You can't drink. And it was like that for 3 days. Now, if a person doesn't eat or drink for 3 days, he's gone. So how come the Mitzriim survived Choshech? Zog the Netziv, the Yidden came into the houses of the Mitzriim, and they literally fed the Mitzriim food. They could move. So the Yidden came in the houses, and they fed the enemy food. They fed them. Oh, so then after the Makkah of Choshech, the Mitzriim, the Yidden came knocking on the doors of the Mitzriim and said, can we have this? They were very happy to give it. He says, you saved our lives. And may that for emphasis why the Yidden were roaming around the houses of the Mitzriim. Like, what are you doing in the Mitzriim could say, what are you doing in my house? So the Mepharshim say that the light went with, you mean how the Yidden could see? Because the light, wherever the Yidden went, there was light. But Moshe Som, the Mepharshim say, means wherever they went. Wherever they went, there was light. So they could see. So they were roaming around the houses of the Mitzriim. Why were they just roaming around? Because they had the job to do there. And that's why the Mitzriim were very happy to give them the stuff, because they saved the lives of the Mitzriim. That is the Netziv. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, that in the days of Alexander Moiktoin, they came to the Yidden and they said to the Yidden, you went out Mitzrayim with all our stuff, and now we're going to make a cheshbon. Right? We need all that money back. You took out all, Pasuk says, Vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim. They literally emptied out Mitzrayim. So, say though, the Pasuk says, Vayishalu, they borrowed it. All right, you borrow it, but you got a borrowing means you give it back. You know, I spoke to someone a few weeks ago. This person wrote a sefer on Hilchos Stocker. So he told me, he asked Rabbi Elashev once, whether someone who borrows money needs to take Maisa. If you borrow money, do you have to take Maisa? So Rabbi Elashev said to him, if he's not intending to pay back, then he's got to take Maisa. So here they went out Mitzrayim with all the stuff. So they came back to the Yidden and says, we're going to make a cheshbon. We need it all back. And they made the cheshbon how much it was. And they said, right, we need it back. So there was someone called Gavir ben Psisa. And he stood up and he said to the Saint Alexandra Moikdom, he said, I've got an answer for you. What's the answer? He said to him, you got to realize, we worked for you. For maybe it was less than 210 years, but whatever it was a long time. I worked for, we, the whole Yidden worked for you, and we never got paid. Well, Parry did pay them at the beginning, but after that, you stopped paying, and we never got paid. So, you didn't pay us, so we took our payment. And that was his answer, and with that, he was Menatzeach the Goyim. So the question is, Who were the Yidden working for? The Yidden were working for who? For Paroi. So you're working for Paroi, so you get paid for Paroi. But why can't go to each Mitzri? Why do they have to pay up Paroi's chovus? Paroi's got chovus, he's got to pay up the Yidden. Alright, so you go to Paroi, you can't go to the Mitzriim. So there's two answers to this question. One answer is because everything that belonged to the Mitzriim belonged to Paroi. Because at the end of Parashas Vayechi, then they all became servants to Paroi because for the food, because there wasn't enough food, and they didn't have enough money, so they said, you know, we'll become servants to you, and everything that they owned belonged to Paroi. But there's another answer. The Ramban says in Parashas Shemois that at the Shiba, the time of the Shiba, there wasn't just Paroi, who was b'mishabed the Yidden. Anyone who needed a worker, Paroi said, "You want a worker? Go to the Jews. You could take, you could use them as, really they're my workers, but I allow you to take them as a worker." So Mimela, all the other Mitzriim, they also were Meshabbat the Yidden. Oh, so he said, right, I worked for you 5 years every day. Akshav, we need payment. Oh, so that's why they went to the private Mitzriim to get paid. The next pasuk, the pasuk says, "Va'yitein Hashem eschein ha'am beinim Mitzrayim, kama ish Moshe godol ma'oid, beretz Mitzrayim, beinim avdei paroi, uve'inei ha'am." Why does it say in this pasuk, "Kama ish Moshe godol ma'oid, beretz Mitzrayim"? Because the Medrash says that Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of running around the houses taking all the spoil, he got busy with getting Atzmus Yosef, the bones of Yosef, to go out Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. Fred the Proshas Terochim, he wrote the Mishnah Lamelech, he asked the following question. He says, what was the gadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu? That he didn't go running around taking the spoil, instead he got busy with Atzmus Yosef. For the Proshas Terochim, you were only allowed to take from the Ruchush, V'achrei Kein Yetzir Ruchush Gadol, only because of the Avodah, because they were in the Shibbut. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. He was a Levi, so he wasn't in the Shibbut. He didn't have to work. He didn't have to work, so you can't take from the Ruchush. So what's the ganze praise of Moshe? Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. That he didn't get busy taking the spoil. He got busy with better things. As was Yosef, he couldn't take it anyway. He had no right to take the Ruchush because he was a Levi. He wasn't in the Shibbut. And I afraid that Proshas Terochim. Answers a Proshas Terochim. If you look at the Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk means here. Vayitin Hashem Ischein Oam Beinim Mitzrayim. Kama ish Moshe Godol Moid. Moshe was Godol Moid. See, even though he wasn't in the Shibbut, and he, therefore he really couldn't take. But Kama ish Godol Moid, he was very great. Be'enei Avdei Paroi. And therefore they would want to be mechabed Moshe. And Moshe would be able to take the spoil. Because they want to be mechabed him, because he was ish Godol Moid. And still he was a Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvah. Still, he didn't get busy with taking the spoil. He got busy with taking out Atzmus Yosef. Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, Vayimah Moshe koyomar Hashem kachatzois halaylo ani yoytza besoich Mitzrayim. So the famous Rashi says, why does it say kachatzois halaylo? It doesn't say bachatzois. Why? Because Shema Yitu as the Gine Paroi, they might say that Moshe is talking rubbish because it didn't happen at Chatzois. So that's why he says kachatzois alay. So the Chasim Sofer says a bit of a different pshat, or maybe he's teaching Rashi. He says, when the Boishlo says kachatzois halaylo, he didn't mean the kachatzois halaylo Mitzrayim. He means kachatzois halaylo in Eretz Yisrael. The chatzois, when the Boishlo says kachatzois halaylo, he's referring to the kachatzois halaylo of Eretz Yisrael. Because some say that by tikkun chatzois, when's the chatzois? Tikkun chatzois is a time of rachamim. That's when rachamim comes to the world. What chatzois do we mean when you say, tikkun chatzois? Means the tikkun chatzois, the chatzois in Eretz Yisrael. There is a Yerushalmi that goes further and says that for Zman Tefillah and Zman Krishma, it depends on the Zman in Eretz Yisrael. But we don't go with that. But the for Legabi Midas HaRachmin that comes at chatzois, that depends on chatzois in Eretz Yisrael. With this, maybe we could be matzdig people who say tzlichus in Elul at 10 o'clock at night, or at 10:30. Really, the Yud Gimel Middle Shal Rachamim, you've got to say at the time of Rachamim. Oh, so how can you say it at 10:30? Right? You can't. Right, so now I'm going to tell you maybe a reason why you could. If you go with the chatzois in Eretz Yisrael, then it's a Shas Rachbim of Eretz Yisrael. It's Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, then you can say it. I don't know what time Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael is during Elul, but maybe it's close to that anyway. Yeah, that could be, that's why. So Memele says, that's why the Rebbeisha says, Kachatzos Alayla, is because the Chatzos in Mitzrayim wasn't the same time of Eretz Yisrael. Mimela, he says that's why he had to say kachatzois, like chatzois, not exactly. Because they were, the Mitzrayim would think it's the chatzois in Mitzrayim. And really, it was the chatzois in Eretz Yisrael.
So the prophet's talking about
yeah, so the Rebbeinu was referring, when I said the Rebbeinu said kachatzois alayla, I mean the chatzois in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Well, it must have been maybe a few minutes different. I don't know what the time difference is between the... Oh. Pasuk carries on, Pasuk Zion. L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kerev l'shoinoi. That the dogs didn't bark. So there's a Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. When the Pasuk says that if you got a nevela or a treifa, what should you do with it? La kerev tashlichu noisoi. Why to the dogs? So Grashi, because bischar that the dogs didn't bark when the Yidden went out Mitzrayim, so therefore, do you know what the schar is? That you throw the Nevelus and Trefus to the dogs. Frek the Velta murder Kikasha. The frogs did much worse, did much better off, rather. They even went into the ovens. They put their life at danger. We don't find any schar for the frogs. The dogs, they didn't bark. Ah, they get a ganzer in the veilus, a travis, a ganzer sedum. How much this is what they're looking for. The frogs, they went in the ovens. We don't do anything for them. What's pshat? Zok the velt of Mordechai Kavot. He said it's easier to jump into an oven than if you chostacha a kutavot. A shtikel loshen hara to say, and you're dying to say it, and you shut your mouth, and you control yourself. That doesn't come anywhere near just jump in the fire. But Mahota has a good loss and horror to say. And Mefamach the Moil, and you don't say it, for that you get Sechar. As for the dogs, they were dying to bark. They didn't bark, we give them Sechar. It's a Vettel, it's a Shaina Vettel. I hear, that's all right. It's the vault that comes out from it. And then we come to Makas Bechairus. And the question is, why is it called Makas Bechairus? We say in the Haggadah, that's really where it comes from. The Haggadah, we say Dam Sfardeya. Makas Bechairus. Well, Makas Dam, Makas Sfardeya. Why do we call it Makas Bechairus more than any other Makkah? No, good question. What? Why? Yeah, just say Bechairus. Like Dam, Sfardeya, Kinim, Shechin, called Bechairus. Who went round? Okay, yeah. What? Oh, it happened to the Bechairim. Yeah. Yeah, that could be a pshat. What? Right, okay, so you say b'chayrim, b'chayrois, right, or killing. Why makas b'chayrois? So the mesechta smachos shteit azoi. Better there's another kasha we can ask. Makas b'chayrois, when did that happen? Chatzois halaylo. And the pasuk says, v'ish lo yetzu mi pesach beisei adabayki. You couldn't go out your house. So pashtus, why can you go out your house? Because there was the mashchis was running around. What mashchis was running around? It happened 12 o'clock at night. It happened at Chatzos. Now, till the morning, what was going on? There was nothing going on. Why could you go out your house? There was a mashchis. Mashchis was long gone. Chatzos alayla, the mashchis was gone. He went. Why couldn't you go out your house? So the what's his name? The in Maseches Smachos, Shteit Azoi, that the Makkah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Makkah, the Mitzriim, at Chatzos HaLaila. But they didn't die straight away. They only died, they were Goisasim until the morning. So that's why we call it Makas Bechairus, because there was two stages. There was the Makkah. The Makkah happened at Chatzos HaLaila, but there was no result straight away. There were Geisusim, they were still alive. They only died that the morning. So maybe that's why it's called Makas Bechairus. Because it was really two parts. There was the Makkah, and then the Bechairus died. And with that, we can answer that's why they couldn't go out until the morning, because the Mashchis was still around. There was the Makkah that happened at Chatzos, but the Mashchis was still around because they only died in the by the morning. Yeah. Maybe he's a Goyses, his Kameis. Not Legabe everything, but that's a nice aura. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, but when the Mashchis is round, Rashi says the Mashchis is not Mavchin bin Sadik Larosha. So if they were to go out, then even if you don't have a Makkah, if you're around, if you're at home, then you need to maybe have to get the Makkah. But if you're not, you're around, then the Mashchis is not Mavchin. What? It could be it did. There are those who say that, there are Mefarshim who say that, those other, what's his name, other Mitzrayim also got punished. The Netziv says, why could he go out of your house? What's the problem? He asks this question, why could he go out of your house? The Mitzrayim, only the Bechayrim died. So if I'm not a Bechayrim, so why can't I go out? Why should I be worse than the Mitzri? So the Netziv says that there were Rishoyim at the time, who were really fit to be punished. That means, by Choshech, the Rishonim of Yidden, yeah, there was 4/5 of Klal Yisrael that were Nifta, that died during Choshech, that was those who didn't want to go out. They didn't believe that they're going to go out Mitzrayim. And really, the Rosh asked the question, Tosem Vaviron, they were the troublemakers through Klal Yisrael. They went out Mitzrayim. We found by Koirach, they were still alive. Ask the Rosh, what happened over here? 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died by Choshech, and those of Aviram managed to get out. How do they do that? How do they pull that one off? So the Rosh, because only those that were Messiahish from the Geula were Nifter during Choshech. Those who were still, that were showed that they believed that they're going to go out Mitzrayim, they didn't die in Choshech. So those of Aviram, you're right, they were Rishayim, but they were Messiahish from the Geula, and that's why they could get out. Made a Zog the Netziv. So there were those Rishoyim that believed that they were going to go out, but they were Rishoyim. And therefore, they should have really, there was a Midas Hadin on them. On them, the Pasuk says that don't go out your house because the Mashchis is out. And if you go out, the Mashchis is going to kill you. So we say in that Gada that the Rebbein Shlom says, Ani v'loi malach, Ani v'loi sorov. So, and the Rebbein Shlom says, I'm going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide ba'atzma, he's going to do Makas b'chayrus. So what does it mean when the Pasuk says, V'leitein ha-mashchis, don't go out your house because you got the mashchis there? So is it the mashchis or the Rebbein Shlom? Which one? Who's doing Makas b'chayrus? If it's the Rebbein Shlom, so why can't I go out? It says, V'leitein ha-mashchis. That's why they had to put the dam on the doorpost. So Rabbi Kveiga, he says a very interesting zach. He says, Rabbi Kveiga says that there was really those Bechor Me'av and the Bechor Me'im. The Bechor from the father that died, that got killed the Makas Bechoris, and the Bechor from the mother. Bechor from the mother, that was very easy. The Bechor, the firstborn from the mother, Then they got killed. The chor from the father, that was much more complicated because the Mitzrayim were mezana one another. So how did they know? It was very hard to know who was the bechor me'av. Zok the Rebbe Kveiga, so the bechor from the mother that the mashchis did, that was quite simple, that was easy. He could do that. He could manage that. Bechor me'av, That only the Ribbono Shel Olam could do. Mimela, he says, that's why it's not a stira. What the Ribbono Shel Olam did was what the Mashchis couldn't do. Because the Mashchis couldn't do the Bechor Me'av, because that was complicated. Only that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what we say, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mavchim bin Tipa le Tipa Mitzrayim by Machkes Bechoris. The Paneach Roza, he goes on a different pshat, and he says that, like we said before, that at Chatzos there was a makkah, but they only died till the morning. Memeli, he says, the Mashchis, he did the makkah. He made them goises him. But in the morning, that was where the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam killed them off. By Alois HaShachar, that was the Ribbono Shel Olam. Means it was Kavyochel, a joint effort between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Mashchis. Yeah, so, an Achanama.
Rashi says,
right, it was God the Babayis. Yeah, oh, so this is the next pshat that I'm coming to, the Rokeach. Rokeach says that Rosh Shel Olam did the Bechorim. Like we just said, the Bechorim was complicated. The Mashchis, he did the Godel Babayis, the oldest in the house, because even if there wasn't a Bechor in the house, but the Godel Shebabayis also got killed. Who did the Godel Shebabayis? That was simple, that the Mashchis could do. And that's why it says, Ein Bayis Shein Shomais, because the Mashchis, he killed the Godel Shebabayis. Good Shabbos, everyone.